This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers news, business, politics, culture, and more for our region. Happy Friday to you, Mr. Tilley.
Yes, well, happy Friday to you. It's a beautiful morning. A little chilly, but a beautiful morning.
Yes, and I think it's going to be a pretty good weekend. You and I have not talked for a couple of weeks, and it seems money makes the world go round. Just about everything we're going to talk about this morning in some way deals with cash.
Cash, cash, cash. My favorite Christmas gift.
Let's start, in Crawford County, where county officials for a fourth time are going to ask residents to help them pay for a new jail.
Yeah, you know, talk about a tough spot. Crawford County Judge John Hall and the sheriff there, Ron Brown. I mean, the jail, several decades old, under capacity, and they're having to send inmates off, and they're asking for a $20 million new facility. It'll be a half-cent sales tax. And, you know, the catch is Van Buren just passed a sales tax increase. So in two cities, in Alma and Van Buren, you could have a sales tax rate of 10%, which would be one of the highest sales tax rates, not just in Arkansas, but the nation. So that gives you some idea of the sales job that Judge Hall and Sheriff Brown have to convince the voters. And I think the voters know that it's needed. There's no question that that's a new facility is needed. It's just, is this the way you want to? And there aren't many options. I mean, there's property tax, you know, this. I don't know if they could talk the legislature out of money, but there aren't many options. And one of the things that I'm sure Judge Hall and the sheriff will tell the voters is that if we don't do this, we'll end up spending $250,000 a year to house inmates in other counties. So, you know, where do you want to spend your money?
And, of course, the other problem is this topping out at 10%. You talk to municipal authorities and county judges and mayors, they'll tell you that once you get to 10%, you can forget about ever getting anything else passed.
Yeah, it's just kind of it's a hurdle, and it's just obstacle. Now, we talked to Jackie Crutch, who's the director of the Van Buren Chamber, and, you know, she said from a job recruitment, a lot of companies, they look at, you know, property tax rates, workforce, you know, quality of local education. The sales tax rate is not always a factor, so she didn't think it would hurt from a job recruitment. But, you know, if you're in the area and you know that you can buy a lot of your back to school, of course, they have sales tax breaks. But if you're going to be buying a lot, 10% versus 8.5 or 7.5 somewhere else, that is a mental hurdle to get over.
One big hurdle for the state of Arkansas to get over the past half dozen years or so was the real estate bubble. It appears that recovery is happening.
Well, yes, you know, the CityWire, our Arkansas home sales report, we look at the home sales in Arkansas's four largest metro areas, Central Arkansas, Northwest, Fort Smith, and the Jonesboro area, counts for about 70 to 75% of home sales. And what our number shows that in 2013, the number of homes sold in those four markets was up almost 13%. And home sales were up in all four markets, and you had values that were up. The average price of the home is up almost 2%, so and the values were up considerably, up to almost $3.5 billion, and that was up 15%. So I think, last year the market showed it was a good year last year, but this year is a better year, and I think it's safe to say, Lord, I'm no economist, but I think it's safe to say that, you know, after a 2006-2007 housing bubble, I think Arkansas's real estate market is finally back on its feet, you know, 6 or 7 years later, and it gives you some idea of the punch to the gut that housing bubble was.
And still fragile, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, we'll have interest rate issues as the Fed begins pulling back on tapering, and if the economy is doing better, those could be a couple of things that could drive interest rates higher, and that could, create some headwind for the market. But what we're hearing from the real estate community around the state is that the January activity didn't slow, so it's continuing into 2014.
Fort Smith School District looking at some real estate around Chaffee Crossing, possibly a third high school for Fort Smith Schools?
Well, possibly. This is it's going to be interesting. It's maybe a year and a half or 2 years out before the school district pulls the trigger on a millage question to fund this. And there is emerging some thinking in Fort Smith that it's not that they're against education or they don't think that they understand that the school district needs to expand, but I think there are some folks who say, okay, but what's the best way to expand? Is a third high school, is that the best way? Is there maybe some type of special, you know, STEM school or arts? You know, let's look at some innovative options. So I think this conversation is going to get interesting in the next few months.
And then eventually, if that determination is made to go for a third high school, then you go to voters at some point.
Yes, and, you know, hopefully, well, we'll see if Fort Smith school leaders take lessons from the Bentonville Public School District. And, you know, I think there was some, I think the first round they were, I've heard some critics say they wanted the Taj Mahal, but then they pared it back and it eventually passed. So we'll see if there are any lessons learned from that experience.
CityWire.com used the Power of Freedom of Information Act this past week and a half to find out more about cost estimates for this water park coming, eventually,
yeah,
coming
we'll see.
To Western Arkansas.
I can tell you, one of the things we discovered was that there was an email. The city of Fort Smith brought in a consultant to talk about some amenities. Well, what the city of Fort Smith didn't, for whatever reason, and this they're getting some hits for this, but for whatever reason, this consultant also said, you know, I don't think you need that $10.9 million to build this. I think you're, or if you're going to spend $10.9 million, I think you can build more. And this is a guy that's been in the business for 25, 30 years. He's not just some, you know, Joe consultant who just showed up. And it really fed into what a lot of people are concerned about is, you know, because this cost has just escalated from $8 million to $8.8 and then up close to $11 million. So just about the time you look like both sides are approved, this email drops, and it has a lot of quorum court members and city board members who are very unhappy with the city and the county leadership in terms of they just don't think they're being given all the information. And I'm not going to say this is connected, but Tuesday night, one of the Fort Smith board members called for an earlier in the schedule than normal performance evaluation of City Administrator Ray Gossick. And again, maybe it was just coincidental that was called as this revelation came out, but there are some unhappy folks on the city board and the Sebastian County Quorum Court.
Turn publisher of the CityWire.com that covers business, politics, and much more for the region. Michael, thank you very much.